Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. It's Friday, 13th November 2020, and this week we're discussing what a COVID-19 vaccine would mean for global oil markets. So Essan, markets have been rallying on the positive developments surrounding the medical breakthroughs on a COVID-19 vaccine. Can you give us an assessment of where we stand and what that means for global oil markets?
Thanks, Ole. What a week indeed. So over the last 2 months, the US election and developments surrounding a COVID-19 vaccine were likely to be the two most important events driving oil markets. And processing the implications of the US election has, understandably so, continued to be investors' primary focus. But it would appear that the market, at least for risk assets, so that's commodities, equities, and volatility, as well as rates, have already moved a long way towards pricing the Democratic presidency and Republican Senate outcome that looks to be the likely end result. And with that, attention has swiftly turned back towards the COVID-19 vaccine and broader growth outlook, and with that, global order demand. And so the announcement on the 9th of November that a vaccine being developed by Pfizer and its partners achieved 90% efficacy in stage 3 trials, which exceeded investor expectations of around 40 to 60%, as well as above the effectiveness of even flu vaccines, has broad and immediate ramifications. So we view that a vaccine is more significant in itself than fiscal stimulus, if effective, in that it should allow behavior to normalize and the threat of lockdown to recede, with the added benefit, of course, of carrying a lower price tag. So I would say that it's not very easy to see how fiscal stimulus can get traction without a vaccine. And so Pfizer declared that they intend to apply to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, so that's the FDA, for emergency approval to use the vaccine by the end of the month, with 50 million doses ready, available by the end of this year, and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. Now, the critical unknowns over efficacy in subgroups and durability of protective immunity linger on, as well as the resilience against new strains of the virus, in addition to significant logistical challenges of distributing this vaccine at scale globally. Indeed, worth noting here that it requires storage at around minus 80 Celsius. Thus, cold chain shipping remains a core logistical hurdle. Now, promisingly, other major vaccine candidates are due to report in coming weeks, notably from AstraZeneca with the University of Oxford link, as well as Moderna. And therapeutic advances continue too, and the ability to develop such medical responses in short order increases the confidence to respond to new medical challenges. Now, the announcement by Pfizer and its partners, which has led to a surge in Brent crude oil prices up 10% since the communication, reinforces our bullish thesis that we have catalogued, that vaccine optimism really has been underpriced and underappreciated, even though the broad investor expectations were fairly sanguine.
And counterbalancing this positive vaccine development, Essan, has been the resurgence of the virus in Europe and the US. What is the impact here on your oil demand forecasts?
So, yes, the resurgence of COVID-19 infections that has been sweeping across Europe and parts of the US has alarmed markets by its sheer magnitude and intensity, which has renewed mobility restrictions and rapidly slowed down growth. Now, the accompanying hit to oil demand will disrupt the market rebalancing, although our expectations is that the impact will be significantly smaller than in the second quarter of this year, which witnessed widespread draconian lockdowns. Now, facing the same spread problem as in the second quarter of this year, we apply a bottom-up country-by-country model to parameterize the impact of monthly oil demand stemming from the new virus wave. So our results signal that the pace of global oil demand will slow by roughly around 2.4 million barrels per day between November and December to end 2020 at 92.3 million barrels per day. So that's minus 7.5% year-on-year down, with the hit to transportation demand in Europe and the US being offset somewhat by the ongoing recovery we've been seeing in transportation demand in Asia and as well as in Latin America, as well as, of course, the boost to higher than normal global heating demand given the work from home patterns and higher seasonal jet fuel demand. So to put this bluntly, we anticipate the current virus wave across both sides of the Atlantic to delay but not derail the oil market rebalancing that we've been advocating in recent weeks. And so that's from an overall market fundamentals perspective, when factoring in the Phoenix-like resurgence that we've seen in Libyan oil production to roughly around 1 million barrels per day, which has been more than 2x as fast as our expectations. We now forecast that after 0.4 million barrels per day November deficit, the market will in fact pivot to a surplus of 0.7 million barrels per day in December, and thereafter return back to a deficit from January next year and onwards, and probably remain in a mild deficit for the entire year of next year.
And finally, Ehsan, how does this impact your oil price forecasts?
So, yes. So the pulse of oil markets continues to remain wedged between this push and pull stemming from various cases that have been rising on both sides of the Atlantic on the one hand, and vaccine efficacy news, as well as proposed US fiscal stimulus, as well as weakening US dollar on the other hand. Now, we still believe that there still remains to be no case for above $50 per barrel yet. But again, also no case lower at $30 per barrel. Now, notwithstanding the uncertain part of the virus, of course, our constructive oil price conviction remains intact for three key reasons. First, the oil market rebalancing continues with the move back to deficit from 2021 following the expected surplus in December. Second, just as the global economy rebounded quite quickly, albeit partially, I'd say, from the lockdowns in the spring, we expect the current weakness to give way to much stronger growth when the European lockdowns end and a host of vaccines become available at mass scale in the first half of next year. And third, stern discipline by OPEC Plus producers is likely to persist, with our expectation that the group will delay its third phase of tapering in January production ramp up by around 3 months when it convenes on the 30th of November. So as such, we continue to forecast Brent and WTI to end this year at $48 per barrel and $45 per barrel, respectively. For 2021, we project Brent and WTI averaging 57 and 53, respectively, with a large inflection higher from the third quarter of next year, as essentially markets transition from a cyclical tightening phase in all markets to the structural repricing phase, which will likely to see oil demand breaching the pre-virus run rate at around 100 million barrels per day. Now, in the more near term, given oil inventories remain quite elevated, the next leg up in oil prices, in our view, will require a bit of time and patience. So whilst we can think of the move from 20 to 40 between April and June was a bit of a sprint, 40 to 60 would be a bit of a marathon. And indeed, the dizzying risk on momentum this week is pricing in future hope, but not the immediate practicalities and realities of a worsening virus surge on both sides of the Atlantic. So as such, immediate risks are abound, and virus uncertainty, mobility restrictions, we've got low trading volumes and still a high level of inventories. And on top of this, of course, we have ambiguities on the OPEC Plus strategy. All signal further price volatility, at least until the year end, with downside risks to oil prices.
Thanks very much for that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets research team.